Thank you very much, and allow me to switch into English again. I don't know if some time is needed to do that, but so first of all, congratulations to the chair for the election, and thank you very much to the secretariat for all the work that you have put into developing these very important model rules, which are actually a very important piece of the puzzle in order for the Luxembourg Rail Protocol to be really operational in practice. So thank you very much for this. Allow me just to say a couple of words. You probably already know that UNIDROIT is the organization within which the Cape Town Convention and its protocols were developed. And we're also the depository of all the treaties. So if you have any questions or interest in joining the Luxembourg Rail Protocol, or generally speaking, questions on the Cape Town Convention, we are at your disposal, of course. We see around the table many member states of UNIDROIT, but we also see a couple of non-member states, but of course, accession or ratification of the treaty is not limited to member states of UNIDROIT. At the same time, we also see, and this was highlighted by Howard, and thank you very much, Howard, for your excellent presentation, the fact that quite a few states around this table are already a party to the Cape Town Convention and the Aircraft Protocol, which was, and we're very happy to say, it's a flagship instrument of UNIDROIT, and therefore the step towards being part also of the other protocol, the Luxembourg Rail Protocol, and the other protocols of the Cape Town Convention is easier in a way. But we are at your disposal also in regard to the declarations and anything that has to do with the ratification of the protocol. But I'll stop here because I know that you're all waiting for the well-deserved coffee, and I don't want to stand between you and the coffee, and we already have somebody else who wishes to speak. Thank you very much. Thank you.